Girlfriend who killed boyfriend's business with Kirk rant doubles down, claims victimhood. By Lowell Coffee Law on September 21, 2025. The girlfriend of a California electrician whose business tanked after her negative TikTok rant about Charlie Kirk now is claiming victimhood and has gone on to make more controversial remarks about the late conservative activist. Megan Farina, 31, of San Diego, took to TikTok again Friday, this time blame Make American Great Again, MAGA, supporters for turning her life into a living hell. While once more, critics say, misrepresenting the views of the failed organizer. We have been traumatized and stripped of our privacy. All because I said Charlie Kirk, who did not believe in empathy himself, did not have mine, said Farina. Watch, stadium begins to fill up long before Charlie Kirk memorial begins. Get your facts straight, one TikTok poster wrote in one of nearly 400 responses to the left-wing influencer, many of them negative. Kirk, in fact, once said he did not care for the word empathy, calling it a new age term effective in politics to establish moral superiority and instead preferred compassion or sympathy. The new post comes after Farina's TikTok video on September 10, shortly after the Utah shooting, where she said her sympathies were with victims of school shootings over Kirk, who she claimed promoted an entire platform to spread racism, hate, bigotry, misogyny, anti-trans, anti-gay rhetoric. Instead, she said that she would only offer Kirk thoughts and prayers, just as she claimed he can only offer after the nation's frequent school shootings. That rant to her 600,000 followers brought a deluge of negative responses to the post, which has since been taken down. Online critics soon linked Farina to her boyfriend, 34-year-old Justin Crinley, identified as the owner of a small Southern California electrical business, where its website had noted Farina was on the contractor's team. As a consequence, Evolution Electrical took a massive hit on Yelp, with people warning potential customers not to hire the Oceanside company. As Breitbart News reported, the blowback was so intense Yelp suspended reviews on the contractor and the company's website went offline. Watch, massive line of people to honor Charlie Kirk outside State Farm Stadium. The uproar even created a case of mistaken identity. A nearby company in Escondido with a similar name, Evolution Electrical and Solar, also was hammered, receiving some 5,000 complaint posts, according to a recent report by the NBC affiliate in San Diego. Its owner, Jason Lucero, said he had to turn off his phone and fears his business also has been destroyed. I was getting up to 4 calls per minute, Lucero told the affiliate. The calling was just nonstop. Farina's new post alleges she and her boyfriend have become victims of the MAGA movement. First, my address was leaked, and then all of my family's personal information followed, Farina said. My boyfriend's company has been defamed and slandered, she added, also saying she was not his wife as earlier reports stated and that his company has no connection to her politics or her social media accounts. Calls and negative reviews started pouring in by the thousands, she continued. Someone showed up to his company, entered his private office, and verbally assaulted him. My family, and my child's lives have been threatened thousands of times. Watch, pathetic. Who would protest a memorial? She alleged there have been threats to spray her home with bullets, with others expressing hope she is sexually assaulted and murdered. MAGA protesters have driven through her neighborhood and left notes outside her house, she claimed. Farina said she is not the only target on social media in the wake of the Kirk assassination. Hundreds, if not thousands, of other content creators on this very app have been fired from their jobs and doxxed. And I must say, that really terrifies me, she said. She added, it makes it clear that these people only want us to have the First Amendment right and freedom of speech when it fits their narrative. Farina urged other people who have been doxxed or threatened to write her and also promoted an anti-MAGA No Kings rally set for October 18. Finally, she urged California residents to vote in November on a controversial ballot measure pushed by Governor Gavin Newsom, D, that would allow the state to redistrict and potentially create more Democrat seats in Congress. Contributor Lo Coffee is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.